It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is a beautiful Monday, September the 18th, 2023. It is 1900 UTC, and it's 34 degrees here in Austin, Texas. Low today, 19, that's right. We got under 20. That's only supposed to happen today and tomorrow, and then after that, we'll be back to just mid to upper 30s all the rest of the week. Yeah. One of my friends just randomly is in Norway, so he sent me a message. We both kind of like to go to black metal shows, and there's a black metal show coming to where he's at, but it's not for another 2 weeks, so he's going to miss it. Whoops. All right. 1 second, I'm going to cough. All right. I think we're a little better now. Let's go ahead here and open up iTerm. Now, I am feeling better, but I'm still working from home. I asked to work from home for the week because I had COVID last week. But today, as you can hear, I feel like I sound a lot better, so that's good. If you'd like to hang out and talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org, and then once you're there, just launch com. Just type con, press enter, you'll press G for go to, and then Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. When you do that, you'll be landing in the Anon Radio room. From there, you'll get to hang out with the cool people like Quentin and Thrig, Jay Lamoth, and I'm sure lots of other folks. Ratsu, and let's see, who all's around? Quentin, Ratsu, I think that's all that I can see right now. X1 will be around, I'm sure. Jazzmaz, always listening. Just the whole crew. SMJ, wherever you are, miss you. All right. Nope. Let's get going. There's a lot of news to talk about. And if you didn't know, parts of Amazon's AWS US West is US West 2 is down. It looks like US West 2B. But either way, that's where I've got a lot of stuff. So work is going to be a little... I've got my work chat pulled up to my right, and I keep looking back to see if anybody's messaged me or alerted me to something. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, sorry. I'm just seeing what's going on. Yeah. All right, cool. Nothing new. All right. Amazon, AWS, pretty much, AWS provides, why would I want to put it? Corporations don't really care on a high level. They care more about managers. This is what I've learned. Managers don't want to know about like the technical details. They just need to know like what risk they're dealing with. So whenever you look at that, if you come at it as like, oh, what, I'm just managing risk, then AWS seems much more desirable because sorry, I'm getting alerts from all over the place. It's much more desirable because, hey, if we go down, everybody goes down. So anyway, but best not to think about it. Exactly. Let's just keep on focusing. Let's focus on the news. Let's get into it. So away we go.
World news.
All right. So first up, ex-Colorado police officer who put a handcuffed woman in a car that was hit by a train has avoided jail. That's right. Jordan Steinke, S-T-E-I-N-K-E, That's Sierra Tango Echo India November Kilo Echo, was sentenced to 30 months on supervised probation. So that's what, 5 years? No, 3 years. No, less than 3 years, 2.5 years. Anyway, let's see what we got here. Oh, man. Sorry. Alerts. All right, we're going to put on Do Not Disturb so we can do the news. Link. Link. All right. Here we go. Yeah, it is an unfortunate name, Jay LaMoth. Exactly. Anyway, Jordan Stinky was sentenced to 30 months on supervised probation after being found guilty of reckless endangerment and assault. She was acquitted. Oh, it's a lady, too. She was acquitted of criminal attempt to commit manslaughter. The 29-year-old, who lost her job over the incident, has been ordered to perform 100 hours of community service. The woman who was placed in the car suffered serious injuries in the crash, including a brain injury. The incident happened in September 2022. I think we talked about it. They were investigating a road raid incident involving a weapon near Denver, Colorado. She was pulled over, taken into custody, and moved into a police car that was parked on train tracks. The officers were searching her vehicle when a train struck the police car. "What happened that night has haunted me," Stinky said, in an apology read out in the court during the sentencing. "I remember your cries and your screams. I remember begging you to tell me your name, praying that you could stay awake. Never felt so helpless. We couldn't get you out of the car." Anyway... The judge, Timothy Kern, said he had planned to send Stinky to prison as a lesson that police officers would be held accountable. However, he changed his mind when both the defense and prosecution asked for a probationary sentence. The second, now former officer involved in the incident, is due to go on trial later this year. Man. Anyway, this is really sad. And this is kind of like an example of the abuse of the state, you know? Because both the government even said, "Hey, don't send our guy to prison. Just give them probation." And it's like, it's just very, I don't know. I fucking hate it. Anyway, so yeah. They negligently just left this person tied up on the train tracks, and they are fucked up for life. But don't worry, their life isn't ruined. They get to live their life. In Australia, the Australian National University had a stabbing. 3 people were wounded in a stabbing incident at an Australian university campus on Monday afternoon. 2 20-year-old women were in hospital, one in critical condition and the other stable after the attack. Both women are students at the university. Australian Capital Territory police said a 34-year-old man was also attacked and suffered minor injuries, but didn't need to go to hospital. 24-year-old man has been arrested, but not yet charged. Police say he was not believed to be a student at the university, and no specific motive for the incident has been identified. Comes to us from AFP there off of the Straits Times. Hey, welcome, X1. Welcome, welcome. Alright, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, torrential rains in northwestern DRC caused a landslide that killed at least 17 people overnight, authorities said on Sunday, warning the toll could rise as rescuers searched through rubble of collapsed houses. The disaster occurred along the Congo River in the town of Lassal in northwestern Mongola province, according to Matthew Moll, president of the civil society organization Forces Vivas. The victims lived in houses built at the foot of a mountain. Torrential rain caused a lot of damage, including a landslide which engulfed several houses. The results are still provisional because bodies are still under the rubble. Governor Caesar Lambaya Mgasia said there was an urgent need for machines to help clear debris and to try to save survivors. The governor also offered his condolences to families of the victims and declared 3 days of mourning throughout the province. So that's over there in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There were rumors over the weekend of a coup in Congo Brazzaville, but the government has said that those were only rumors and no such thing was going on. So just a little bit of fear, just to give you an idea. There's a little nervousness, anxiousness in the world about more coups going on across the continent. A 14-year-old boy has been arrested for the fatal shooting of their mother. Suspect was identified as Adeem Berry, who shot and killed his mother and wounded her boyfriend. A 14-year-old boy has been arrested after he allegedly shot and killed his mother and wounded her boyfriend. Law enforcement responded to reports on Saturday afternoon of a shooting in Linmore Drive in Riverview, Florida, and that a male suspect was running through the neighborhood with a handgun. The boy shot his mother, shot her boyfriend 5 times, and attempted to shoot his brother before he was taken into custody. Deputies arrived at the scene to find the teenager pointing a gun to his head and threatening to shoot himself. They negotiated with the boy for 16 minutes, and they eventually got him to put the gun on the ground. The suspect then tried to reach for the weapon again, and deputies fired a less lethal 40-millimeter projectile, striking him on the hand and torso. Then he was taken into custody. During the prolonged standoff, the 16-minute standoff, this is so dumb. I love how cops will suck their own dicks so hard in news. During the prolonged standoff, which we just said was 16 minutes, authorities put their lives in danger. The boy had a gun to his head. To rescue the mother's boyfriend, who'd been shot 5 times, before managing to escape to a neighbor's home. They then discovered a body of a woman who was shot dead in a driveway a few houses down the street. The older brother was traumatized, but not physically hurt. So that's that. So anyway, the 14-year-old boy will be probably tried in his adult and be sold into slavery, as is the way of the United States. 14 killed as a tourist plane crashed in Brazil. A small passenger plane crashed in Brazil on Saturday, killing all 14 people on board. I deeply regret the death of the 12 passengers and 2 crew members who were victims of a plane crash in Barcelos on Saturday, Amazonas State Governor Wilson Lima announced. The plane, an Embraer PTSOG, that's Papa Tango Sierra Oscar Golf, had reportedly departed from Manaus, the state capital, and was attempting to land in heavy rain when it crashed, according to local media reports. It was carrying Brazilian tourists who were planning on going fishing. The Brazilian Air Force sent a team from Manaus to collect information and preserve any evidence that could be used into the investigation of why they crashed. The local airline told Reuters in a statement, "We count on the respect for the privacy of those involved at this difficult time and will be available to provide all necessary information and updates as the investigation progresses." So, just a real sad little story there out of Brazil. Everyone just going on a fishing trip on a little air taxi. There's other stuff falling out of the sky, though. The United States is F-35. F-35, one of their newest, most expensive jets. It's $100 million for one of these planes. The U.S. military has asked for the public's help to locate one of its $100 million F-35B fighter jets after the pilot ejected from the aircraft and went missing on Sunday afternoon when the pilot was flying over the southern state of South Carolina. The pilot, who's not been named, ejected and parachuted safely and is in a stable condition in hospital. Officials said the aircraft was involved in a mishap, but didn't offer details. It was left in autopilot mode when the pilot ejected, a spokesman at Joint Base Charleston told NBC News, adding that it may have been airborne for some time. Officials said they were focusing their search area around Lake Moultrie and Lake Marlin, north of the city of Charleston. Nancy May, a Republican congresswoman for South Carolina, asked, "How in the hell do you lose an F-35? How is there not a tracking device, and we're asking the public to what? Find a jet and turn it in? The aircraft is a stealth jet, meaning its airframe, sensors, and systems are designed to operate undetected by enemy radar." Joint Base Charleston posted an appeal for help. The public is asked to cooperate with military and civilian authorities. Anyway, the Marine Corps said in a statement to the BBC its knowledge of the incident was limited. It was trying to gather more information. The jet costs around $100 million. Its manufacturer is Lockheed Martin. A second F-35, flying at the same time, returned safely to base. In 2018, the U.S. military temporarily grounded its entire fleet of F-35 jets after a crash in South Carolina. So, no word, WX boss, if there is a reward. What I like is that the plane was on autopilot and just kept going after he ejected. So, I guess they know that it doesn't have enough fuel to make it somewhere, but it's kind of a surprise because that's right on the coast. So it could just, it could have theoretically just flown out over the ocean until it ran out of gas. But either way, don't worry. We can't feed the poor. We can't house the homeless. We definitely can't treat people humanely. But you know what? We are, or handle the U.S. Postal Service, or provide anything, standardized health care for the world, for the country. But we can buy $100 million jets. Anyway, in com, I posted a link to a map showing the where this plane was flying. It's sdf.org/l/19k. That's sdf.org/lima/19kilo. If you are so inclined to check that out and you're listening on the radio, on the archive. I don't know how long these links are valid for, so maybe, maybe not. All right, well, let's keep on moving. There's plenty of destruction and things to make me upset to talk about. Oops, the other screen went to sleep. I'm trying. I don't know what my... Okay. I've been sick, and so at work, I'm kind of like, just kind of ramping up. So I keep looking because I'm worried that I'm going to miss something. I don't want anybody to think that I'm slacking, but, it's like, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what I don't have anything I can do while AWS is down. Hey, Quentin's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Howdy, howdy. All right. In Iran, guess how much a human life is worth to the United States government? About $1 billion of someone else's money. Iran has released five American citizens as part of a Qatar-mediated prisoner exchange with the U.S. It also freed five Iranians. Oh, okay. It's about $500 million. The U.S. citizens and two of the five Iranians have landed in Qatar. Before making their way to their home countries. The three other released Iranians are not returning to Iran, with two staying in the U.S. and one going on to a third country. So, if you remember, the United States... Quentin saying, NMNW should clearly migrate to Oracle Cloud. Yeah. No, I'm not... I don't want... There's a lot of internal politics. I'm not going to discuss it. I'm just going to say... There's a lot of internal politics. I'm not... whatever. Whatever. I can do nothing. That's fine with me. So anyway, yeah. They basically had frozen when the Iran nuclear deal fell apart when Donald Trump decided just unilaterally to blow it up for no reason. When he did that, it froze all of the foreign assets, any assets that are dealing in U.S. dollars that Iran had. So they unfroze $6 billion of it. So Iran was able to move that money back home so it could buy stuff and do, you know, use the money. More than 100 Chinese warplanes and 9 ships were spotted around Taiwan. Beijing claims Taiwan as its own territory to be seized one day by force if necessary, and has ramped up diplomatic and military pressure on Taipei in recent years. Taiwan's defense ministry described the number of warplanes detected in 24 hours as a recent high, while Beijing has so far refrained from issuing any official comment on the sorties. Between the morning of September 17th to the 18th, the Ministry of National Defense has detected 103 Chinese aircraft, which was a recent high and has posed severe challenges to the security costs Taiwan Strait and in the region. Hey, Neff. Welcome, welcome. So yeah, we'll see what happens. A lot of force being amassed there in Taiwan. So this is kind of an interesting tale. And if you're not familiar, I want to be sure and set the stage. If you're not familiar, in the United States, especially in the southern United States, high school football is very, very important. American football. But high school football is like the important thing. Parents are proud. Parents want their kids to play football or be involved in football somehow. Kids want to be involved in it. The entire schools devote large chunks of their resources for it. One of the supporting things with the football game is the high school marching band. This is the band that sits in the stand on either side of the game. Both schools will have a band, and they sit there and they play songs, take turns playing songs during the game, and then at halftime, they'll each like do a little show. They'll go out there and march around and do a show. And this is all very important. Well, in Alabama, which is in the Deep South, which should be very clearly aware and entrenched in this tradition, an Alabama high school band director was shocked with a stun gun and arrested after Birmingham police said he wouldn't tell his band to stop playing. Local news outlets reported that the minor high school's band director was arrested Thursday night after a football game between Minor High School and Jackson Olin High School. He's charged with disorderly conduct, harassment, and resisting arrest. Birmingham police officer, a department spokesman, said police were trying to clear the stadium after the game and asked both bands to stop playing so people wouldn't linger. Police say the Jackson Olin band stopped performing, but the director disregarded officers and told the students to keep playing. Why are there police clearing out a stadium at a high school football game? Anyway, we live in a police state. I don't know. If you're a cop, you should kill yourself. Police say the Jackson Olin band stopped performing, but that the director disregarded officers and told his students to keep playing. Police, accompanied by school security guards, went to arrest him for disorderly conduct, but he got in a scuffle with them, Fitzgerald said, which is the cop earlier. He said the band director refused to place his hands behind his back and shoved an officer. One of the officers shocked the band director with a stun gun. Paramedics treated the band director and took him to the hospital to get checked out first. He's later booked into jail and released after posting bail. The Birmingham Police Department's Internal Affairs Division investigates all incidents where an officer used force during an arrest. So, we'll see what happens there, but it sounds like nothing will. We'll find out soon enough. It's 1923 UTC, which makes me want to remind everyone that in 7 minutes, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio, followed by the Mix Remix from our good friend Harry Larry. He's a wonderful host that does two shows. We've got Mix Remix here at 20 hours on Mondays, and then we've got Something Blue at 20 hours on Fridays. So check those shows out. We've got Organized Chaos and Stoke Sauce Radio coming up at 00 UTC, along with We Are Free Flow with Nozomi and Muscle Wow. So check those out if you're awake in the later hours. 00 UTC, 0100 UTC. I think 0100 UTC, it's only 6 o'clock Central Time, so it's the evening. So it might not be too gnarly for you. And then we also have Chinese Pop with King Feng at 0800 tomorrow morning, which is, what, 1300, 08, 13, yeah. So anyway, you can check that out. It's at 0800 UTC on Tuesday. All right. Quentin says, I picked this band director as a bard for my next campaign. Yeah, it's about right. He's getting into fights and causing trouble. All right, let's talk about some science-y stuff here before we take off. Antarctic ice is at mind-blowingly low levels, alarms experts. If there's one thing to know, everything that we think about the Arctic and about the warming of the planet is happening way faster and way bigger than we'd imagined. So, I don't know. That's why this winter I'm going to make sure and travel north and experience cold weather, because who knows how long we're going to have snow in the world. The sea ice surrounding Antarctica is well below any previously recorded winter level, satellite data shows, a worrying new benchmark for a region that once seemed resistant to global warming. It's so far outside anything we've seen, it's almost mind-blowing, says Walter Mayer, who monitors sea ice with the National Snow and Ice Data Center. An unstable Antarctica could have far-reaching consequences. Antarctica's huge ice expanse regulates the planet's temperature as the white surface reflects the sun's energy back into the atmosphere and then cools the water beneath it. Without its ice cooling the planet, Antarctica could transform from Earth's refrigerator to a radiator. The ice that floats on the Antarctic Ocean's surface now measures less than 17 million square kilometers. That's 1.5 million square kilometers less than the September average and well below previous winter record lows. That's an area of missing ice about five times the size of the British Isles, to give you an idea of how big it is. Oh, cool, I can give you a link here in com to a chart. sdf.org/link/l/19l. That's sdf.org/lima/19lima. sdf.org/l/19l. And you can see the minimum and the ice extent in millions of square kilometers, starting from 1979. And this year is clearly way lower than the average, or way lower than most of the lines. So, fingers crossed, it doesn't all melt. Sorry, I've been extra harsh today. I don't know what got into me, but I can feel it. I'm really angry, so sorry about that. I'll try and be more neutral tomorrow. The show airs every day, Monday through Friday, at 1900 UTC, followed by the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC, and that show is every dang day. And yeah, all right. Let's talk about space real quick. I got space and nuclear. Someone called Planet Express. Yeah, exactly, Quentin. That's how we solved the global warming problem in Futurama. They just dropped an ice cube in the ocean every year. A Soyuz spacecraft delivered a new crew to the International Space Station on September 15th as NASA and Roscosmos updated plans for later missions. A Soyuz 2.1A rocket lifted off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome at 11:44 a.m. Eastern and placed the Soyuz Mike Sierra 24 spacecraft into orbit. The spacecraft docked with the station's RASVET module at 2:53 p.m. Eastern Time. The spacecraft brought to the station two Roscosmos astronauts and NASA astronaut. The launch was the fifth of Kononiko and first for Chubb and O'Hara. Kononiko was from Russia. Oleg Kononiko and Nikolai Chubb. They're scheduled to launch in March, but their mission was delayed when the MS-22 spacecraft carrying NASA's Frank Rubio and Roscosmos it had a coolant leak, so it got delayed while they fixed that. So yeah, Z-Man, the Zerohoff, saying neutrality is for the weak. Iran withdraws further IAEA inspector designations. The IAEA Director General. Oh, we're running out of time. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe and enjoy Anon Radio, a service of the SDF. We'll be back tomorrow with more news.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Should we dial in? Let's dial in. Thank you.